Wisconsin said it would be facing a third down to open up the second quarter, trailing 14-7 to Cheney Cardinals. The Beavers, though, would have their first turnover of the night at their own 34-yard line on the first play of the second quarter.
Scott City is 0-for-2 on third downs, third and six, empty backfield. Two-wing setup here. Gooden will roll to his left on third down, now sets up, now will roll to his right side. Has some room to run, but he throws it late, and it's going to be picked off by Riley Pitts. He'll take it to the 40-yard line. Pitts' is fifth pick of the year, underthrown for Jackson Lewis, and Scott City commits turnover number one of the night.
Scott City would have their first turnover of the night. The Cardinals of Cheney would have excellent field position at the Scott City 40-yard line to begin their first series of the second quarter with a 14-7 lead. But much like the latter part of the first quarter, Scott City's defense started figuring things out. The Beavers would force a fourth and long at the Scott City 40-yard line. The Cardinals would go backwards in a big way.
Fourth and 10. They're showing that they are going for it. The center, Dawson Kanan, also can snap it into maybe a squib kick as well. He'll be back to pass. They are going for it on fourth down. Rolling to his right and now block under pressure. And he is going to be brought back down. This is a huge loss of 20 yards on the play. Or no, they're going to mark this, but it's going to be into Cheedy territory at the 47. That is a loss of 13 on fourth down and a turnover on down.
It was a good read by Scott City's defense, just staying there and anticipating Cheedy going for it. They have showed that. Then they would back their quarterback up to punt, but they never did. And Scott City would make Cheedy pay for the decision there. As Sawyer Stevens and Eli Amack got in on the sack, they actually would end up tackling him at the 40-yard line. They would stop the progress of the quarterback, officially mark him at the Cheney 47. But nonetheless, force a turnover downs with 10:37 to go in the second quarter. The Beavers would have excellent field position at the Cardinal 47. They would get it inside the 25 to about the 21-yard line. A sack on third down would set up fourth and long at the Cardinal 27. But the Beavers are unable to convert on fourth down and would have to turn the ball over on downs.
Fourth and long, back to pass, Gooden. Step in the pocket, throw in the middle for Tarango in the end zone. He will not make the catch. It just went past him about 5 yards deep in the end zone, and the Cheney Cardinals step up and force a turnover on downs with 5:53 to go second quarter.
Cheney would go three and out. That'd be their second punt, and the only time that the Cardinals would go three and out on the night, they'd punt with 4:21 to go in the second quarter, up 14-7. The Beavers would go three and out and punt it, but the Cardinals would take over, throwing 23, and they would move the ball down the field. They would get one big play to set him up with first down and goal.
Third and 21 at the Scott City 44. 32nd, second quarter. 14-7, Cardinal lead. Play fake. Here's Voth with all kinds of time down the middle of the field. That pass is going to be caught inside the 10, and it's first and goal. That time making the catch was Luke Grace over Isaac Tarango at the 8.
Timeout would be called, and Cheney would have first and goal at the 8-yard line. The Cardinals would go to the air with a 14-7 lead. And they would try to go for a big strike, but Scott City had different plans.
It's going to be both back to pass right in the end zone, left side. Pass is going to be picked off by Tarango. Tarango intercepted the pass in the end zone, so he won that battle with Luke Grace. And a big turnover in the inside the Cheney 10-yard line, or Scott City 10, with 15.8 to go first half.
Tarango, who had gotten beat on the previous play with the jump ball situation, redeems himself with an interception about 8 yards deep in the end zone, and that'd be a touchback late in the first half. Scott City would take over and just kneel it down in the final 15 seconds of the first half. So Scott City had the momentum there, look like, trailing 14-7 at the break to the Cheney Cardinals. And the second half, we'll have that beginning with the third quarter in our next segment here on WesternKansasNews.com. It Sounds of the Game, featuring the Scott City Beavers.